Now, my next guest is encouraging people to write down their experiences of COVID-19 in the form of a letter or a poem while, unfortunately, most of us are self-isolating and cocooning at the moment. I'm delighted to welcome Lena Cronin, who is the Community Education Facilitator with Cork Education and Training Board. And good afternoon to you, Lena.
Hi, Linda. Nice to talk to you again.
And it's such a lovely, lovely idea. How did it all come about? Tell me.
Thank you. I had thought of it a few years back, actually. You know, I thought it would be nice. I was thinking about my own life, really. And I thought, you know, there were people in my life that had been very significant and I would like to thank them. Anyway, I didn't do the project at the time, and then the COVID-19 happened, and I thought, you know, a lot of people are at home, self-isolating, cocooning, whatever, that this would be a time now to write, to reflect on one's life. And, you know, for people, especially maybe some older people in the community haven't access to IT, so that people could letter write, you know, and the postman would deliver the letters as well, or would post them for them. Or indeed, if people have laptops and whatever, they could email it to me. But the idea really is, I suppose, to reflect on one's life. And, you know, it could be like somebody significant in your life that might have changed it for the better, or indeed it could be a poem that influenced you, or a song, or a prayer. And I was thinking that maybe we should actually broaden it a bit, because I think we're all learning quite a lot now these days from being at home, and from, I suppose, from the whole thing of self-isolating, that the world is looking very different to us now. Do you know, I live in the middle of the city centre in Cork. And, you know, it's like the first time that you can hear birdsong at any time of the day, you know. And that's just really lovely. And I think one of the letters I got, we advertised the project a few weeks back, to be honest. The letters are coming in very slowly. So I hope now that when people hear this today, that they will write to me, you know. I'll give you my email later. That's the background to it, really. You know, it's the project is called Time to Connect, and I think I was actually listening to something on YouTube last night, and you know, it was some health practitioner who was saying, you know, there's a lot of fear out there, and really, what is going to save us or to help us through this is connecting with each other, and we can't do that because of social distancing. But we can do it over the phone, or letter writing, or emails, you know.
And letters are very impactful, aren't they? When you look back over history, I mean, you'll see pictures and they evoke their own emotions. But there is nothing quite like reading firsthand somebody's experience in a handwritten letter.
There isn't, because you kind of get the flavour. I suppose initially I was hoping they'd all be handwritten, and, you know, I was imagining we'd have kind of a museum of letters for posterity, really, like, you know, what brought us through this time. But then, you know, people are afraid. Well, I know the post on post are taking letters from people now and posting them. But there is, as you said, there is something really lovely about seeing people's handwriting. And I don't know, there is something in it, you know. And I think, you know, when you sit down to write yourself, that's it's almost like a meditation, really. It's a very quiet time when you're sitting there with your cup of tea or coffee or whatever, pen to paper. And, you know, it's a time, really, I suppose, for reflection and memory, you know. And like you said, you know, back through history with letters, you know, it's a way of, I suppose, it's a way of connection, and it's a way of documenting what happens, really, do you know. And I must say, the letter that I got from this lovely woman, whom I've never met, her thoughts are there in the poem she sent me during the week. It's a woman called Sheila Gleason from Killa Inch, that direction. She's part of the Killa Inch Monday Club. And I think all her poem really is about the COVID thing, but, you know, it's somewhere between a poem and a prayer, or both. And I think one of the lines especially, well, a lot of it jumped out at me, but one line in particular, she said, maybe the COVID thing is here to remind us we only live in, not own the world. And, you know, that's really lovely and profound. And I think, you know, that's what, you know, we're isolated at the moment. And it's like nature is actually, you know, I suppose, breathing, getting a chance to come back, really, you know. And I suppose in with regard to our own lives as well, like, we've calmed down. We're, you know, we're quieter in ourselves, I think.
Yeah, and it is. And it's,
am I making any sense at all?
No, you're making absolute sense, because it's something that, as it comes up constantly. And you're right. We are only part of a bigger picture. We are not the picture. And I think we've forgotten that over the last few decades. We assume that because we walk upright and we're intelligent beings and we are the be all and the end all. And the reality is we are not. We are but a speck on this earth, and we share it with a lot of other people and things of nature. And I do think when you see nature come back to the fore and you see us revert back to the simpler things in life, I think that's just proof of it. We all needed to slow down.
I think so, and I think that's happening. And, you know, there are very kind things happening. I mean, when you see everything, you know, like all the concerts that are being done, and, you know, like, I suppose all the things that are being, you know, classes that are being done on Zoom, online stuff. But also when you actually walk on the street, you know, everybody, well, the people that I meet for the most part are keeping social distancing in mind. But, you know, you talk to strangers on the street now. I was out yesterday taking some photographs. I thought I'll go for my 2K walk and I'll take my camera with me. And it was really nice because one person stopped me and said, you know, there are some really good photographs. I was taking some a picture of graffiti on a wall. And they said, oh, do you know the park? And, you know, just small things. You know, just people kind of just talking to each other at a distance. But, you know, there's something nice about it.
Something lovely about it. And the hope is that we don't forget about it when all this is said and done.
Yeah.
That we don't forget that becomes part of our routine now, that, you know, you say hello to a stranger, you give a kind word, you say thank you, or little things, they mean so much at the moment, and it's brilliant to see it. Now, you mentioned Sheila's poem there. I believe you're going to read it out for us.
I will. So this poem, so can I just say hello to all our students really in East Cork and West Cork if they happen to be listening, in Yale and all the other areas. But this poem is from Sheila Gleeson, who is part of the Killer Inch Monday Club. And I must say how delighted I was to get it and to chat with Miriam Ryan also on the phone. So this poem is from Sheila Gleeson, and it's about COVID, the COVID virus. So we're all going through this coronavirus. Maybe it is here to remind us we only live in, not own the world. The man above will have the last word. We're running here and chasing there and have no time to say a prayer. We want bigger houses, bigger cars. Next thing, we'll want to go to Mars. But really, at the end of the day, 'tis God above that has the last say. And then, when it's time to go, our wealth and treasures is a no-no. We can't take it with us when we go, as there is no hitch on a hearse, you know. So let's say a prayer to him above that he'll keep us cocooned in his love, and hope to God this COVID-19, this pandemic, will never again be seen.
That pretty much says it all, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? It says everything. It's just very well done, and it captures everything, really. And I think, well, I hope, I hope that Sheila has heard it, and I hope that it will inspire other people, you know, to, I suppose, to write and do something creative. And if they'd like to be part of this project, I'd welcome that very much indeed.
Well, let's give those details out. So if you want, and it doesn't have to be a poem. It could be just be a letter. Could it not be just documenting your experience or a bit of a short story? Or
Absolutely. It can be a letter or a story or thoughts, you know, or... No, it doesn't have to be a poem at all. You know, I was only suggesting that, you know, for some people, they might like to write a poem, or it might be a poem that they, you know, that they learned years ago in school, or that they heard somewhere, or it could be a song. It's more like, I suppose, what are we doing to stay positive these days, and what would we like to contribute from this time, you know, that might help other people as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So how do people get their letters, poems, short stories, whatever it may be, how do they get them to you?
Yeah, if they want to email it, it's lina.cronin@corketb.ie. And that's a capital L for Lina and a capital C for Cronin.
Okay, perfect.
And Lina is spelled L-E-N-A because I know some people spell it with an I. So it's lina.cronin@corketb.ie. Or if they want to post a letter, if they could send it to Cork, to me at Cork ETB, 21 Lavitz Quay, Cork.
So 21 Lavitz Quay, Cork. Perfect.
And the project is called Time to Connect.
Time to Connect. And indeed, if anyone is listening to this and they don't have access to email or indeed can't get to the post office, if they can get it to us here in the station, what I will do, Lina, is I will scan them and I will send them on to you as well.
Oh, that's really kind of you, Linda. Thank you so much.
No, absolutely. As I said, we will get them to you in some way, shape or form. So if you're not in a position to email or if you're not in a position to get to the post office, just get them to us. I'll scan them and I will send them on to Lina. Lina, it's brilliant. It's absolutely, I mean, I was speaking to someone earlier and they said we're living through history at the moment. And it's true. We are living through history at the moment. And it's brilliant. If people, and it's, do you know what, I often think it's the people that are living through it, it's their stories that matter. Not what the history books will say. It's what the letters and the poems and the songs and the stories, it's what they say. That's what's important. And I think it's brilliant that you're doing this and well done to you. I hope it's a massive success. And if we can help any way at all, and what we might actually do, if you start getting the letters in, we might get you in on a weekly basis and maybe you could read a couple of them out in air.
That would be lovely, Linda. That would be really lovely. Thank you very much for your help. Your radio has always been really good to us, and I really appreciate your help.
Not at all. Lina Cronin, thanks a million for joining me.
Thank you. Bye now.